Our award-winning news editor at Travel Writers Radio, Kirsty Bedford, is back with all the travel news.
This is Travel Writers Radio News, presented by Kirsty Bedford.
In travel news this week, the long-awaited travel bubble between Australia and New Zealand begins next week, but it's a one-way deal. Kiwis can fly to New South Wales and Northern Territory without undergoing quarantine as long as they haven't been in a hot spot in New Zealand for 14 days. However, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is reluctant to allow Australians to enter New Zealand, saying COVID numbers here are still too high. Meanwhile, Singapore is opening to most Australian states this week. To apply to visit, you must undergo a COVID test on arrival, and those with a negative result will be allowed to travel freely around the Asian island nation. Victorians or anyone who's been in Victoria during the previous 14 days will not be allowed to apply. Singapore is also opening its borders to travellers from Vietnam under the same conditions. However, holidaymakers will have to fork out an extra $3,000 for their two-week hotel quarantine when they return to Australia. Overseas now, and Indonesia has become the first country to sign up to the United Nations World Tourism Organization Convention on Tourism Ethics. The convention was hailed as a big step forward towards introducing a universal, legally binding ethical code for tourism. It says, with the sector currently facing the biggest crisis in its history, this is a clear sign that nations are looking to the convention for firm leadership. The agreement means it has committed to uphold the highest ethical principles for its tourism sector. The Sydney Opera House has ranked second on a list of the world's most sustainable tourism attractions. UK-based price comparison service YouSwitch analysed the top 27 tourist attractions around the world based on low emissions, recycling schemes and renewable energy, among other things. Sydney came in second after Disney World Magic Kingdom. Third was Niagara Falls, followed by Disney Hong Kong. The Opera House has been awarded a 5-star Green Star performance rating from the Green Building Council of Australia and is one of the first World Heritage listed buildings globally to achieve the certification. In 2017, it installed a series of artificial reefs alongside the Opera House seawall to increase marine biodiversity, and 85% of the Opera House's yearly energy consumption is supplied from New South Wales wind and solar power. For those desperate to get on a plane and not concerned about having to actually go to a destination, this might just be your ticket. Qantas is offering a Great Southern Land Scenic Flight. It's a 7-hour journey that will include low-level flybys of unique Australian destinations across Queensland, the Northern Territory and New South Wales, including the Great Barrier Reef and Uluru. The first flights depart from Sydney this weekend. Meanwhile, Qantas has continued selling its merchandise, this time with 1,000 stocked drink trolleys. But if you wanted to grab one, you're out of luck. They were snapped up within 2 hours. The galley carts were taken from its recently retired Boeing 747 and were stocked with items from champagne and Australian red and white wine to Tim Tams and pyjamas. Qantas Executive Manager of Product and Service Phil Capps says the airline wanted to offer a physical piece of the 747 legacy. The trolleys each sold between $1,000 and $1,500. And finally, with domestic travel on the rise, Alpine Village and Ski Resort Thredbo in southern New South Wales says it's expecting a surge in visitors when it opens its hiking and biking trails on the 21st of November. General Manager Stuart Diver says after a challenging year, it feels fortunate to be able to open the doors this summer, and he's confident this year even more people will be wanting to get outside, explore nature and the trails. The Thredbo Mountain Bike Park has more than 34 kilometres of trails and sits in the Kosciuszko National Park, home to Mount Kosciuszko, Australia's highest peak. That's travel news this week. I'm Kirsty Bedford.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show,